you, Steve, and thank you, musicians. That was a fun song. It was fun. Okay, so for the month of June, we're going to be talking about accountability. And today, the title is Creating a Culture of Accountability. Now, whenever we introduce a new idea, a new concept, I like to go back to the origin and see what are the roots of that word. So I went to Webster, my dear friend Webster, and he defines accountability as subject to having to report, explain, or justify, being answerable, being responsible. So, as spiritual beings, what are we accountable for? What are we responsible for? Well, we are responsible for establishing and maintaining our relationship with the divine, with ourselves, and with each other. That's our responsibility. So being accountable means you can count on me. You can count on me to be in a long-term committed relationship with God, with myself, and with you. You can count on me to see the divine at work in all areas. That's where our accountability lies. So when I'm being accountable, I can see God at work in my life and in the world through all of the various phases and changes that are going on, not just when it's turning out exactly as I think it should, but through all the changes, I see the divine activity at work. I don't jump ship and desert myself when things aren't going exactly the way I think they should, or when my shadow side shows up. Are you familiar with that term, your shadow side? Well, our shadow side is that part of ourself that we would rather not look at, that part of ourself that we don't want to claim, that part of ourself that we want to push down or pretend like it's not there, just sweep it under the rug. Now, it's part of our coping mechanism as humans to know that there are parts of us that we're not too proud of, but we don't want to admit it because that would mean, for heaven's sakes, we might have to look at that and maybe even do something about it. So our shadow side is that part that we try to brush away. And they come from wounds in our childhood, times that we formed negative ideas about ourselves, negative opinions about our inadequacies or so-called inadequacies. The negative ways that we go about dealing with these pains, or what we call our shadow side. So on our journey to wholeness, which is what we're on a journey to wholeness, we have to count on ourselves. We have to be accountable to loving ourselves, including those negative parts of ourselves, those dark parts of ourselves, because it's only by admitting that we have parts of ourselves that are not totally in the light, that we're able to love them, bring them into the light, and they can be healed and we can be whole. We can be more together. So we've seen lots of examples in history and in the news of people who have condemned something in somebody else to only have it show up in their own experience. Through the years, we've seen, I can think of examples of televangelists who were very much against something. They very much spoke out against promiscuity, homosexuality, different things. And lo and behold, it showed up in their own experience. And they had to deal with it. That was a shadow side that they were not dealing with. And finally, it came up to the light. What we don't own doesn't go away. It's only what we own that we can bring into the light of truth, and it can heal and integrate into us in a healthy way. So if we don't own it, what happens is it comes up at an inopportune time, and it has to be dealt with then. So it's better to acknowledge that we have things that we need to deal with and let them heal within us rather than not claiming them and having them come up in an inopportune time. I've had a shadow that's come up in my life recently that I want to tell you about. But first of all, I need to give you a little background, the backstory of this. My dad was dyslexic. Now, for those of you who aren't educators, what that means is that he had a learning difficulty. He transposed words, he transposed letters, and he had difficulty with written communication and also verbal communication. So to compensate for that, he was very good in math. He was very good in electronics. That came easy to him. But on the other hand, when he tried to explain things to me, like math, for example, he wasn't very good at communicating that. And so because he wasn't good at communicating that, he gave me the message that I wasn't good at learning that. That was the message that I got. And that's a very human tendency, to not want to own something that's our problem and instead blame or put it off on somebody else. Well, as a little kid, I mean, he was my dad, so I thought he must be right. Maybe I am a slow learner. So that's what I got in my head, that I must not be able to learn very quickly. So I overcompensated. And what I did to overcompensate was I became an overachiever. I had to do everything better just to be good enough. So I graduated from high school a year early. Then I went through 4 years of college in 2 years and 9 months. So I was quite young when I was through with my formal education, so to speak. And so Marvin and I got married when I was 19. I had my first teaching position at age 20. And so needless to say, I was ahead educationally, but maturity-wise, I was still trying to catch up. So I was out of balance in my life for a long time. Now, fast forward many years, and I've had a chance to, you know, get that balanced out. But I still had that tendency to be an overachiever, to be very competitive. And that was just a sense of inadequacy on my part that I was trying to still deal with. So the way it's shown up recently is I've been playing this online game of Scrabble. It's called Words with Friends. Does anybody play Words with Friends? Some of you do? Okay, well, I have become very competitive. Now, you know it's called Words with Friends. Well, these are supposed to be my friends I'm playing with, but you would never know it from the way I play. I play with everything I've got, and I will stick with a word forever until I find the biggest letter. So I realized, this is not healthy. This is not a good thing. I'm supposed to be having fun, but I'm turning it into a competitive, very ruthless kind of sport. So when I would win, I would be very prideful. I'd be very happy. And when I'd lose, oh my goodness, I was very defeated and very despondent. So I knew that this was a negative aspect within me that I needed to look at to bring back into balance. So that's when I began to think about this and what is it that I am doing to myself? How am I not being accountable to me to support me throughout the process of having a fun game? I was turning on myself and being very angry at myself if I wasn't getting the highest score. So I really had to take a look at all that. And so this lesson is really for me. Let me see where I am. So in being accountable to myself, I have to take a look at what's happening within me and learn to love myself enough to let go of the need to win just to prove that I'm good enough. You see, it wasn't about trying to be better than, in my case, it was just trying to be good enough. If I didn't win, I wasn't good enough. So I had to take a look at that and recognize that I had some shadow stuff going on that I had to claim, that I had to own, that I had to be responsible for so that I can heal it. So that's my challenge. I'm working on it. I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. But it's caused me to take a look at how I approach other areas of my life also. When else am I very competitive? When else am I feeling inadequate? When else am I feeling not good enough, that I have to do harder just to be good enough? So it's causing me to do some soul searching, but I want to bring these things up into the light because I want to be more whole. I want to be more integrated. I want to be more balanced in my life. So I'm learning at how can I create a culture of accountability in my own life, so that I'm accountable to myself, so that I can count on myself to be there for me. in relationship to God, in relationship to myself, and in relationship to my friends in this game? How can I be accountable to all of us? So perhaps there's some way in your life that you're not being totally accountable to yourself. Perhaps you can't count on yourself to be there for you in some area of your life. Might be a good time to do a little inner reflection and think about, how could that be beneficial to me? I mean, I live in a fishbowl. I stand up here and tell you all the things that are going on so that you can learn from me. So I hope you'll take something from it. Because perhaps you're sabotaging your best interest. Perhaps you're disparaging yourself. Perhaps you're not being true to the divine within you at some point too. Our relationship with God, with the truth that's within our own being, should be a long-term committed relationship. You've heard of those, right? Long-term committed relationships. Our first long-term committed relationship is with ourselves, and that's our very first responsibility. And I know that that's what I want in my life. So part of that is trusting that God is always going to be there for us. That's why that affirmation said life is not accountable to us. It's just a given. It doesn't have to account for that. It's just the truth that is. We are one with that power that created us. We are one with that source of creation. It cannot be otherwise. It is always there for us. But we have to recognize that. We have to allow that knowledge into our experience in order for it to be a valid experience for us. So what we have to do is work on our accountability within ourselves to create a culture of accountability within us. So I still have a lot of things to develop in that area. Words with Friends showed me that I still have compassion and empathy to develop. Other people like to win too, but, you know, I still have respect and reverence to show for that little emerging godling that's within me, that's within each of us. So the good news is that when I develop that accountability for myself, I'm also developing it for others. You see, what we do for us, we're also doing it for others. So only as I love and forgive myself for my inevitable stumbles and fumbles, can I also do that for others. Others then can count on me to be there for them. So when I can count on me to be there for me, then I can be there for you also. So this culture of accountability is about a crazy love affair with the divine. And the source energy which lives and moves and has its being within each of us and within all of us, it requires shining the light of love more clearly into the dark corners of our own consciousness. We're turning that love and that light up very bright in our country right now as our country develops a culture of accountability. Now, in the temporary sense, it may look chaotic. But in the bigger picture, good things are happening because truth is coming out. It's not in the way any of us envisioned, regardless of our political leanings. It's certainly not in the way any of us envisioned it was going to look. But we have to trust that the divine is going to work it all out while we still stand up for what we know to be right and support our democratic process and create a world that works for everyone. Good will be the end result. Good will be the end result on every level. Accountability always wins out. That's something we need to just remember and realize and accept and not feel despair or chaos if things aren't working out the way our perception thought they should be looking. So God's plan for good is not going to be compromised, but each of us may need to compromise the way our human self thought it was going to look. We have to look at the big picture from a broader perspective and see that good is coming forth. It wasn't the way I planned it, but that's my human ego that I need to let go of and just let it be good the way it is. Let it work out in its own perfect way. So what does accountability mean here at the Spiritual Enrichment Center? We are creating a culture of accountability right here. Accountability means that allows us to be answerable to one another. focusing on key relationships with each other in all areas of our personal lives and the life of our center. It's sharing our confidence and our heartfelt journey in an atmosphere of trust and encouragement. We do a lot of this on Wednesday night when we have group talks and discussions and share from our hearts where we are and what our challenges are and what we're dealing with. So that culture of accountability shows up very clearly, I think, on Wednesday night as we support each other on this journey. That way we better understand what we are to do and why we need support in the areas where we're challenged and areas whether where we're growing or maybe where we're stuck and how to apply universal truths to our daily lives. So accountability is a check and balance system. It's based on our core values of creating a world that works for everyone. And such a system is set up to protect ourselves from doing harm to ourselves or each other. And I want to share with you five ways that we can create a culture of accountability right here at the Spiritual Enrichment Center. First is by building trust. Building trust. Accountability allows us to share ourselves with each other in a deep and introspective way. And that helps us to get to know ourselves and each other more profoundly, fostering deeper connections. When we're reliable and trustworthy, we're building a strong foundation from which trust flows and trust flourishes. The second thing we are doing and can continue to do here is offer encouragement. Offering encouragement. We touch God in others by reaching from that place of God within us. That's what that word namaste means. The God in me salutes the God in you. And when I am in that place in me and you are in that place in you, there's only one of us. It's a very beautiful concept, a very beautiful word. So from that awareness, we encourage others to stand up to the obstacles that they may be confronting in life. There's a Bible verse in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 that says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another." So the third way that we can continue to cultivate a culture of accountability is by being supportive. We should allow the gifts of life to flow out of everything we touch, everything we say, everything we do. Then wherever we go, we're just spreading that peace, that love, without consciously getting on a platform and talking about it. We are that love. It just spreads throughout us, blesses everything and everyone without our ever having to be conscious of it. Empathy and compassion are the ties that bind us together in mutual understanding and in the unified attempt to uncover the divinity in each other. That's what we're doing. We're uncovering the divinity in each other. Zach, I've heard him say, we're just walking each other home. That's what we're doing, just walking each other home, uncovering the divinity in each one of us. The fourth thing is compassion. Compassion is the gentlest of all human virtues, the gentlest of all human virtues, for it's the outpouring of divine givingness through people, being observant of what we're thinking and doing, being accountable for what we're thinking and doing, creates that culture of compassion. And the fifth thing is being reliable and responsible for our own actions. Every one of us, every living soul, is a law unto themselves. But most people are unconscious of that. Most people think that if something is happening in the outer, that they either have good luck or they're a victim. They don't put it back to first cause, that first cause is the part within us that is the creative factor. And it results in the effect that we're getting out in the world. So when we become accountable, we recognize that if I'm going to have changes in the outer, I have to affect those changes within me first, in my way of looking at things, my way of believing, my way of thinking. And we have to take responsibility for that, for being accountable to ourselves, because we're creative centers, and we're using our creative word either constructively or destructively. And that creative word which we use becomes the law and creates our things and experiences in our lives. The law of mind gives us back our word in form. The law of mind gives us back our word in form. And that can be a bit of a scary experience if we haven't really taken responsibility and accountability for us. So students of this teaching should make an honest attempt to control our speech, to control our words, and always say what is loving and wise. Very important. So creating and sustaining a culture of accountability takes initiative and it takes commitment. And that's what we have here at the center, and that's what makes this such a wonderful place to be. This spiritual center is an expression of the nature of God. We're expressing the nature of God here. Thus, we're called on to give cooperation so that we can be there for one another in times of joy and in times of stress. We are called to encourage and support, as well as hold each other responsible to live from our highest truth. So how do we do this? We do this by seeing ourselves and others through the eyes of the divine, seeing love, compassion, and forgiveness, being open and honest with one another. God gives us the faith, the strength, the love, the empowerment to do this. That life within us gives us that ability to do this because it lives within us. And when we live from this truth, we're building each other up. We're growing in faith and maturity, and we become a more loving community and a more loving person. Accountability is not just for sometimes. Accountability is for all times, and it requires our discipline and our dedication to keep at it. Commitment is essential to making anything that is precious work. So a question to ask ourselves, am I in a committed relationship with Spirit? Am I in a committed relationship with myself? And am I in a committed relationship with others in my spiritual community and in my life? So, namaste. Namaste. Let's say together this affirmation. Together.
Life is not accountable to us. We are accountable to life, ourselves, and each other.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Okay, let's close this with a prayer. I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity to be introspective, to look at who we are, what our intentions are, what our commitments are, and how to raise our level of accountability so that we can shine a greater light through all parts of ourselves and therefore out into our world. I am grateful that the way accountability works is that when we're first accountable to God and to ourselves, then we are accountable to each other in ways that are uplifting and encouraging, in ways that support each other on this spiritual journey of walking ourselves back home. Thank you, Divine Spirit, and so it is.
This is a song I wrote called Inner Peace, and it is about that very thing we call accountability. To reach yourself is to take note of yourself, to free yourself from yourself. When you're having troubles, it seems hard to pass. Don't know where you're going to, or what you ought to do. Remember, time's not wasted, it's only passing by. And all the peace you need comes from deep inside. When you open your mind to a better way, Don't be scared to take the love, it's gonna come your way. So first take some accountability for all your thoughts and your deeds. Life is nothing but experience, you see, and through these times we find our inner peace. Blame is not to be shared, it is only yours, and your life is what you want to have in store. When you ask the question, what is wrong or right, you'll find the answer hides within your own mind. But first take some accountability for all your thoughts and your deeds. Life is nothing but experience, you see, and through these times we find our inner peace.
Gift and say with me the blessings of love offerings and tithes printed on the screen.
Freely I give with an attitude of abundance, for I know that as I give joyfully, I receive abundantly, for the law of circulation is active in my life now, and so it is.